I would have more experience of the Queen's Hazard when she came in 77, because at that time I was employed at the New University of Ulster in Coleraine, and so we lived with the preparations for the visit for weeks on end beforehand. Our access was limited. We went through, we were checked by the police daily as we went into our work, and on the corridors within the university. And I was based in the, what was originally called, called the Phase 1 building, or latterly the South building. And there were two plainclothes policemen on those corridors for weeks before the visit actually took place. And we saw all the preparations going on. We made jokes about the instant trees that appeared all around the campus, because obviously she was coming in and out by helicopter. So they were put up to decorate the area, and we were allocated as employees places where we could stand to see the Queen coming along. And I was on the bridge, as I talked about, which went from the main entrance up into the diamond area. And the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh walked up through the middle, and there were two lines of people on either side. And you were not allocated a side which you knew you would see the Queen or the Duke of Edinburgh. You just had to stand there on the day, and it depended on what way they approached when they came in through the entrance. And some people would say we were unfortunate to be on the side that the Duke of Edinburgh came up. So he stopped with us on the way past, and I thought it said quite a lot about him. He turned and asked the chap who was standing beside me, had we come in specially from our holidays to see the Queen and himself being at the university on that occasion. I thought my colleague spoke fairly reservedly by saying no, that we were employed and that we were here all the time. And so the Duke then moved on.